Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
How is it that the powerful stay powerful on Beacon Hill? It's a question that's been asked before, but as we explore it again this morning in a report coming next, state lawmakers face another scandal. State and federal investigations are underway, probing the patronage hiring scandal at the state probation department, looking into whether jobs were funneled to the friends and family of some state lawmakers. It is the latest corruption scandal to hit the state house, as the last three House speakers all resigned after being indicted. So how does power demonstrate itself every day on Beacon Hill? This morning, WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis peels back the curtain.
State Representative Steve D'Amico joined the State House 4 years ago. When he started the job, he says he believed he was joining a democracy. Quickly, he changed his mind.
If you don't play ball and go along, you know, and vote the way you're expected to often on some issues, then, you know, they can hold bills up on you.
There's a name for not playing ball or not voting with the leadership, and that's called voting off. And D'Amico has voted off more than all but one of his Democratic colleagues. Just recently, D'Amico was reminded of the repercussions of not going along with House leadership. D'Amico was on a committee considering a new piece of complicated legislation. Before they could read it, D'Amico says the group was asked to submit their amendments within 24 hours. D'Amico didn't think that was long enough.
I voted off on that one. I said, no, I haven't even seen the bill. I don't have time to give it thoughtful review and decide if there are changes that should be considered. And, you know, I was talked to by the chairperson. I was asked why I voted against him. And I said, because it's irresponsible for me to restrict my ability to have a thoughtful response to this. And I was told, fine, if you want to go ahead and, I think the quote was, be a rebel without a cause, fine, but you're never getting a bill passed in here. I'd never see a bill make it to the floor.
How is it that Beacon Hill leaders have so much power?
So they control the flow of legislation, whether a bill ever gets to the floor.
Chris McCune, an activist in Westwood, has been trying to change the law to limit the Speaker and Senate President's power.
They appoint all of the committee chairs that all come with extra pay. They appoint all the committee members. They assign office space, office budgets, how many staff members you can have, where you park near the state house, where you sit in the chamber, and the list goes on and on, how much money you get from the party towards your reelection campaigns and all those kind of things.
McCune thinks this power can corrupt anyone who holds these jobs. Representative D'Amico says it turns lawmakers into lemmings. There was one vote where this was really obvious. Most of the Democrats were voting green, green for yes, and the votes were displayed on a big sign overhead.
Speaker Pro Tem Petrolatti was at the podium, wasn't paying attention, and hit red. And I looked up and I said, oh my goodness, look at that. He made a mistake. He hit the wrong button. This is going to be entertaining.
D'Amico sat back and watched. He says very quickly about 40 or 50 green lights turned to red.
By the time they got to about 80 or 90 reds, he realized that he'd hit the wrong button, and he switched, hit green, and then I watched the board full of reds turn to green.
Representative Matt Patrick has similar stories. He's a Democrat representing Falmouth. During his years at the State House, he says he learned to play the game and, in his words, appease leadership.
What did you do to appease leadership?
You just vote with them as often as you can.
So were there things you voted for that you really didn't support?
Oh, at times.
For example, Patrick voted to extend the term limits for the Speaker of the House. That's even though he didn't want the Speaker to have more power. Last January, Patrick got so frustrated that he researched how other state legislatures worked. He wrote up a big paper with recommendations for House Speaker Robert DeLeo. Patrick says he never got a response. A spokesman for Speaker DeLeo, however, says those ideas are under consideration for a big debate on rules this January. Representatives Matt Patrick and Steve D'Amico won't be there to participate since they both lost their reelections this fall. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.